We've got breaking news. Nancy Pelosi and George Clooney suggest President Biden needs to step aside.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. Will Haynes is joining me right now. CeCe Heil later on and Rick Grinnell will be on the broadcast. You make sure you stay tuned. But phone lines are also open for your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We do have some interesting news coming out of a lot of people saw maybe in the New York Times this morning or they saw the articles going around, but it's actually from a video with Nancy Pelosi suggesting that maybe it's time for President Biden to step aside. Of course, she does it in the weirdest way, as if you haven't been following the news, and if there's one person who has made a pretty big deal about saying that he's not going anywhere, it's President Joe Biden. But here's what Nancy Pelosi had to say, bite two.
As long as the president has, it's up to the president to decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short. I think overwhelming support of the caucus. It's not for me to say. I'm not the head of the caucus anymore. But he's beloved. He is respected. And people want him to make that decision,
He has said he has made the decision. He has said firmly this week he is going to run. Do you want him to run?
I want him to do whatever he decides to do. And that's the way it is. Whatever he decides, we go with.
Whatever he decides to do, that's what they're going to go with. Then why not come out and say, we know what he said. He has made it very definitive.
He sent a letter to Congress saying how definitive it was.
A two-page soliloquy that really went specifically into details about all the reason he is not going anywhere. However, when you have a Nancy Pelosi out there making these statements saying, we're kind of running out of time. We're running out of time. We hope he makes the decision soon. And Joe Biden is on the other side going, I've made the decision already. We know what that means. That means the pressure is now mounting. And the pressure is mounting from Nancy Pelosi. And then from the Hollywood side of this, you may remember 3 weeks ago, there was an event, a big Hollywood fundraiser. George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Jimmy Kimmel was the host. Barack Obama was there. And what happened at the end of that event? At the end of it, Barack Obama, calmly helped Joe Biden off the stage, grabbed his arm and his shoulder like you would a lot of people when you're trying to assist them if they're having trouble. We've seen it right now. And that was at the big Hollywood George Clooney fundraiser.
He raised $30 million for President Biden that night.
Again, it feels like maybe it was a year ago. That was 3 weeks ago. And now you turn it on it, and George Clooney puts out an op-ed today saying, while he's a good man and we all support Joe Biden, it is time for him, for the good of the country, to step aside. That's a big fundraising moment, but that comes off, remember, barely off the heels, 3 weeks off the heels of them telling us that video we saw from that event with George Clooney was a cheap fake. And what does George Clooney say in this? I don't have the quote in front of me. I think you do, though.
That's right.
Specifically saying what we've been saying the whole time, which was, don't tell us that our eyes are lying.
That's right. So after that, it was a cheap fake after George Clooney's event. But after the debate and George Clooney's new op-ed, he says, was he tired? Yes. A cold? Maybe. But our party leaders need to stop telling us that 51 million people didn't see what we just saw. The Democrats are now getting a taste of their own medicine, of being gaslighted, of being told what you see isn't real, and they don't like it. Surprise, right. Surprise, because no one likes being told what you're seeing isn't reality. Just trust us. But that's exactly what party leaders are doing right now. And a lot of people are starting to have a little bit of issue with that.
Does this pressure matter to Joe Biden? If you're Joe Biden, I don't know if it does. I want to know what you think when you hear even Nancy Pelosi and you hear George Clooney piling on, saying it's time for Joe Biden to step aside or suggesting that he hasn't made the decision to firmly plant himself as the nominee with just weeks until their convention and honestly just a few months until the general election. Give us a call right now. I want to know your thoughts on this development this morning. 1-800-684-3110. I'm also encourage you right now, support the work of the ACLJ. We're going to talk about some big wins later on in the show with CeCe Heil. Not all politics today. I want to make sure you know the important work we're doing for each and every one of you out there in the legal field. It's some amazing stuff. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. It's going to come up in a couple segments. Again, support the work of the ACLJ, aclj.org. We'll be right back.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Seculo. We are going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I wanted to read sort of an edited version of what George Clooney had to say. And you may go, why do you care about George Clooney? You care about George Clooney because 3 weeks ago, which, by the way, I'm not a huge fan. I'm a fan of his work. An incredible actor, great director also. But, you know, he's been also, his family has been one of the ones supporting financially a lot of what's happening in college campuses against Israel. So I'm not a huge fan of that. But this is a big statement in the George Clooney New York Times op-ed. Again, these are big money. He just raised $30 million.
It was a record-breaking fundraiser for the president.
So you may say, you know, there was a bad night. That's what everyone, you know, they're the spin of the actual Democrats who are still supporting Joe Biden, which is few and far between. They say it's a bad night. This is what George Clooney said, a man who was with him just a few weeks ago. But the one battle he cannot win is the fight against time. None of us can. It's devastating to say this, but the Joe Biden I was with 3 weeks ago at the fundraiser was not the Joe, say, big deal Biden of 2010. He wasn't even the Joe Biden of 2020. He was the same man we all witnessed at the debate. So that is George Clooney saying, I was with the guy 3 weeks ago, and what you saw that debate night, that is what is running the country right now. There's a couple things happening. We need to be very well aware of this. There's two scenarios here. Both of them involve, by the way, a lot of people assuming Joe Biden is going to lose this election, which is pretty wild in a time when we are so split that they think their polling is showing this is going to be a disastrous landslide victory for President Trump. That's crazy that I'm even saying that. And understand they're feeling it because there's two things that are happening. They're either actually encouraging him to get out of the race right now because they know he's going to lose, or the other option is they know he's not getting out and they don't want to be blamed for it. It's like the old, don't blame me, I voted for whoever,
right,
bumper sticker. That's essentially what top leading Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, and then you have top fundraisers, George Clooney, Hollywood megastars, are saying, while Joe Biden says, I'm not going anywhere, well, they're saying, fine, well, you're not going to be associated with us. And when you go off and end democracy, which is what they think, we're not going down with you. And I thought it was kind of, I watched a clip from The Daily Show, and you had Jon Stewart say, this president actually can't tell us that this is the end of democracy if Donald Trump wins and him still be running.
Right.
Because you're saying it's not that important. Of course, in that clip with George Stephanopoulos, they asked him that. They said, what was it? What was it? How would you feel if Trump wins? He goes, well, if I know I did my goodest job, that's a quote, then I'd be okay with it. Well, then you can't say the democracy is ending. And I feel that that is maybe a sentiment that is now kind of happening amongst the American people, which is, remember, the rhetoric you're getting to is often just, kind of lies, political stunt lies. I want to take some phone calls. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's go to Helen, who's calling on line one. She is in Colorado and watching on YouTube. If you're brand new on YouTube, by the way, I'm going to ask you to hit that subscribe button. A lot of new people watch each and every day. Over 400,000 of you have joined us, 418,000 subscribers on YouTube. Hey, Mr. Beast just passed 300 million today. Help us get to that million. I'd love to see that at least. Come on, get us that gold plaque. Helen, though, you're on the air.
Thank you. Have the current vice president, cabinet, and members of Congress been asked whether or not they have covertly signed or are planning to sign a 25-page declaration on Joe Biden and have hidden it from we the people?
What Helen's asking is about the 25th Amendment.
Okay.
And so basically, Section 4 of the 25th Amendment says whenever the vice president and a majority of either the principal officers of the executive departments or of such other body as Congress may by law provide, transmit to the president pro tem of the Senate and the Speaker of the House their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. The president shall immediately assume the powers and duties of acting president. Now, this was something that they loved to talk about
for Trump.
To pull against Donald Trump because they thought he was unfit for office. Now, their term unfit just meant they didn't like his policies or his rhetoric. Yeah. This is actually a little bit more of what the 25th Amendment was meant for. It's if there is a medical emergency. They've used the 25th Amendment like when George W. Bush needed a medical
surgery.
They temporarily put the vice president as acting president and then quickly take it back.
I think that idea of 25th Amendment, I see it coming up on Fox News, by the way, they keep showing the graphic, is a disaster. It's a disaster waiting to happen for them, because here's what historically now will happen. You've opened up a door you can no longer close. So now you have a situation just like impeachment where you've trivialized the presidency even now. And now the 25th Amendment, instead of being a worst case scenario, whatever you want to say, President Biden, clearly not, like George Clooney said, not the guy he was 4 years ago, 8 years ago. But he's not incapacitated in that sense. He's not in a vegetable state. He is campaigning, doing these things, and he did win the primaries by a landslide. So you can't take that away from him now. Do I think that they've had these discussions? I guarantee you all discussions have been had. But they are not going to do that one lightly.
Well, the reason that it's getting a lot of airtime, one, because of the optics of one, the debate and the subsequent appearances by the president, but also Speaker Mike Johnson was asked about it.
Yeah.
And he actually said, if I were in the cabinet, I would be having that discussion with my colleagues at the cabinet level. We'll see what action they take. It's a serious situation. And this kind of goes along with some of the statements we've seen from former Secretary Mike Pompeo on our broadcast and other things, where it's not just a election issue. The fact they've now pulled back his time and said he's done at 8 p.m. and some of the other issues that go along with that, there are people that are very concerned that there is a national security risk.
Yeah.
When the public knows and sees how frail and diminished in his capacity to perform a lot of the duties that President Biden is. Now, I don't think they're going to go that route. I think it would be a real medical emergency that sidelined him. He was in the hospital, which, I mean, for anyone in a high-stress job, that is a very real possibility. But I don't think that that is something that they're just going to do until something like that were to happen.
Right. I think there is a way to get, if they decide, the Democratic Party, the DNC, all of these people decide they don't want Joe Biden as their nominee, they're going to figure it out. And they're going to figure it out in a way that doesn't invoke the 25th Amendment. That is not going to be, to me, the plan. The plan would be to get him to resign. And there are ways. This is Washington, D.C., the shadiest of the shady, the roughest of the rough, a place that you'll probably never live unless I had to, because I've seen the underbelly of it. However, it's important that we're there, and the ACLJ has our headquarters there, because we have to be there, because when they talk about the swamp, they talk about the deep state, it also runs on that side, which is you have those situations where if they really decide that this is going to be impossible, that Joe Biden has no chance, and by the way, I would start saying that they're getting there. When you have a Nancy Pelosi coming out and you have George Clooney making an op-ed, you are saying there is no path to securing a victory here, and we're going to have Donald Trump as the president again. If you really feel that way, I think there's a way to get him to peacefully resign.
Well, and to go to your swampiness kind of comment, yesterday the headlines after the congressional meetings, both the Senate and the House had Democrat caucus meetings to kind of get a feel of where it was. And these are the headlines. The Hill: tide beginning to turn in Biden's favor for now. Newsweek: Joe Biden starts to turn the tide on rebel Democrats. Axios: Biden rebels in Congress see the revolt crumbling. Now, then this morning, Nancy Pelosi, who tweeted yesterday, "I will have a statement when I have a statement ready." Well, that apparently was today, and she went out there and gaslit the sitting American president who has said, "I have made my decision," and she's just like, when he makes up his mind,
we'll be supportive.
We will support that decision.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it's very much, it is the fallacy that you see on the left often, whether it be them calling themselves pro-choice in the abortion debate. They only support one choice, and that is the same here. That President Biden can only make one choice. He's already made a decision. He's already chosen. It's the wrong one. So we're going to encourage him to make his choice.
Change your mind.
His decision. It's a manipulation tactic.
You want to be somebody else? Change your mind. As Sister Hazel once said. Give me a call, 1-800-684-3110. I'd love to hear from you on the air today. Look, we have a couple minutes left in this segment. The next segment, CeCe Hyles is going to be joining us, and we're going to talk about some big victories that have come out of the ACLJ work. And that ACLJ work, by the way, doesn't just consist of this broadcast. This broadcast is a great way for you to get informed, get engaged, as it says at the beginning of the show, find out what not only is going on in the ACLJ, but how it can be seen through our perspective and worldview. However, there's incredible legal work happening right now, and we can't do that without you. As our fight to defend life and liberty never ends. And this is our Life and Liberty Drive. We've launched it for this month. All donations are matched. That means there's another donor waiting to match. Whatever you give unlocks that matching donation. And these are just a few of the fights that we're in right now. You're going to hear about them in this next segment. You're going to hear about just a few of the big victories that are coming right now. These fights take months. Sometimes these take years. You're going to hear about some of those. And that's why even our ACLJ supporters, our one-time donors during Life and Liberty Drive, are important, but it's what makes ACLJ champions, those that give on a monthly recurring donation base. Those recurring donors enable us to take on major cases and also support cases on the local individual level that have impact throughout the country. You're going to hear about one of those coming up in this next segment. So I'm going to ask you today, donate at ACLJ.org. Keep us in the fight. Keep us fighting during our Life and Liberty Drive. Do it right now. Scan the QR code if you're watching. If you're not watching, you should be.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Seculo, Senior Counsel CeCe Hile, is joining us in studio right now because I do want to take a few minutes, and it's important to sometimes put aside what's going on in the world in terms of politics or news or really talk about the work of the ACLJ, the work of our legal team, and what they're doing on an individual level. And sometimes, again, these have gigantic impact. The small wins have gigantic impact throughout the country. And Will, I wanted you to kind of start this off with CeCe, because when you hear these cases, I want people to know when they're giving and supporting the Life and Liberty Drive or whenever they're supporting, but right now during the Life and Liberty Drive, not only are they supporting the big cases, not only supporting the big issues or this broadcast, which, you know, a multi-million dollar broadcast we have to do each and every day, they're supporting the legal help that's going on around the country at no cost to the individual client. It's a lot of times fighting for them on what feels like a small religious freedom victory. But we know that all of those small victories in small cases have just gigantic impact.
That's right. So we talk about many times issues that seem like they should have gone away with Supreme Court victories we had in the 80s and 90s, right? Sure. But what you'll see is that many places around the country still practice very actively viewpoint discrimination against people of faith, against Christians many times. And this case specifically is in a place you wouldn't assume to be seeing this type of behavior. This is in a town called Hertford, North Carolina. And there was a church seeking to find a new building, a new place to hold its weekly gatherings, its weekly worship services. And wherever they would go, they kept finding problems with zoning, where they would find a property they could use, they'd start to get in the process, and then they found out that the city itself had specific zones that were no church zones. You could have a library, you could have a museum.
That's crazy.
You couldn't have a church. Obviously, unconstitutional, viewpoint discrimination. But CeCe, walk us through this a little bit and how we got involved, and then we'll get into some of the action after that.
Sure. So, like you said, in North Carolina, there's a church looking to hold services, and they run into zoning laws that literally, again, as you say, are no church zones, that they're literally banned from the commercial zones. So you have a C1 and C2 zoned commercial zones, like you said, that allow all types of uses, but not churches. And then even in the zones where a church is allowed, they were only allowed if they were pre-approved by the zoning board. So really there is no just a full out right permit for a church to exist anywhere in this area, according to their zoning laws. So the church reaches out to us, which is great, and we're able to get involved. And in this situation, be able to talk to the city attorney and talk to them about the issues that we have with these zoning laws. So we were able to, and this is a great win, it was a three-step process. As you can imagine, you have to get the city council, there has to be votes and amendments happening. And just Monday night, the city council did vote to amend their zoning laws. And really, it's a great win because now they've revised their table of uses, which is the table that, you know, each zone, what that can be used for. And now churches are allowed a permitted use in every single zoning district. So not just the C1, C2 commercial, but every single zoning use, a church is now being permitted to operate without any prior approval, just as a matter of right. And that's a huge win, not only for our church, but every church in that area.
I want to make sure people understand that not only is it a big win for this individual church, but the impact on this, whether you could say citywide, statewide, countywide, and then setting some precedents to then take this, you could take this to other states and say, okay, we know we've won in this situation. We can now bring at least some of the legal rhetoric to there.
Right. And another thing that is very good is this was something that we were able to resolve pretty quickly. We didn't have to file a lawsuit. We were able to work with the city attorney. We were able, and then he's working with the city council to say, hey, this is wrong. We need to fix it. So a lot of times that's all it takes is bringing it to someone's attention and making sure that they get it fixed. Now, we are always ready to take it to court, and we will do that if we have to, all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States if we have to. But there are so many situations where we don't have to do that. So I just encourage people, if you have situations like this, that you always reach out to the ACLJ. If you go to aclj.org/help, you can fill out a short little form. Our attorneys review it and get back to you very quickly. And we are able to jump into these situations and help. And like here in North Carolina, we literally had Monday night a city council vote to change their zoning laws and now allow churches as permitted uses in every single one of their zoning.
Two things I want to highlight really quickly for everyone. As we talk about that, you mentioned the commercial district C1 or C2. Many times why these cities put restrictions on certain entities within a commercial district is because of tax revenue. They want businesses there because they want tax revenue as well as just economic revenue for their city. So sometimes it's not a strictly, we don't want Christians here, but they don't want nonprofits. They don't want people that aren't generating revenue. But why this one was so egregious is that the zoning ordinances allowed libraries, museums, theaters, art galleries, and restaurants within the same area. So many of those would operate functionally as nonprofits. It wasn't necessarily just an issue of the tax revenue or the city revenue, but it also goes that with these cities, you can't stop at them saying, okay, they can do it. Because many times they have an ordinance on the books. They have a law, whether it be an unconstitutional one. And so we have to make sure they follow through and change that and overturn it. And that's exactly what
we did here. And we made sure that the city council changed it. And there is literally a federal law that says that a government can't treat a religious assembly or institution differently than non-religious institutes. And that doesn't matter whether they're commercial or nonprofit. You cannot treat religious institutes differently. It has to be on equal terms. We had a win here. It's a huge victory. It's a huge victory for every church in Hartford, North Carolina. And I'm very proud of our legal team.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always great to focus on the win so you can know what your money goes to when you support the work of the ACLJ. And right now it is that Life and Liberty Drive. And we got a couple minutes left in this segment. I'm just going to tell you about it because it's the end of our first half hour. Some of you lose us here. If you do lose us here, always pick up the show live right now, broadcasting on ACLJ.org, on YouTube, on Rumble, on Facebook. We are there on X. You can find us broadcasting on all the different ACLJ channels. So make sure you do that. If you're picking us up later, you can obviously watch it on the podcast feed. You can watch this archive later on Rumble and YouTube and so on. But if you can join us live, it's always a lot of fun, specifically in the chat if you can join us. But right now, we are in the middle of that Life and Liberty Drive. You heard about the incredible work we're doing. You hear about the support that we have for local, independent, small churches or for the big churches. Sometimes they need, you know, some of the big congregations, some of the big denominations, they need support too. They don't know what to do. They're not there with the legal means to make this happen. We are there whenever we are called upon. If it fits within our scope, we are there. And if you need us, we are there. Right now, I'm going to encourage you, obviously, to support the work. Make a donation. Become an ACLJ champion. That's a monthly recurring donor. But I'm also going to ask you, if you're brand new to the broadcast, you're watching on a YouTube or a Rumble, follow, subscribe, do that. That means a lot as well, because that helps get more people to see this kind of content. So while we are in the middle of Life and Liberty Drive, and it is important to raise funds, and that's why we're here, do that if you're brand new. If you've been enjoying this show for a long time, if you've been part of the family here at the ACLJ, if you've been one of those who enjoys this broadcast each and every day or the legal work that we do, I'm going to encourage you to make that donation right now because we can't do it without you. Your donations are doubled during this Life and Liberty Drive. You just heard about that, fighting against no church zones, those kind of things. It almost feels comical that that is where we are as a country. But unfortunately, it's where we're at. We're going to be taking your calls coming up in the next segment and later on in the broadcast. Rick Grinnell is going to be joining us. Give us a call. Three lines are open right now, so you can just get in line. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Second half hour coming up. This break is less than a minute, so just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken, and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and Liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
That's right, it's Logan Seculo. Will Haynes, executive producer, joining me in studio. The next segment, we got Rick Grinnell joining us, and we're taking your phone calls as well. Get in line, 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. I want to reset a little bit. We were talking about the calls this morning from Nancy Pelosi and celebrities like George Clooney, either encouraging, I mean, George Clooney saying, it's time to step aside, President Biden. I was with you 3 weeks ago. You're the man that was on that stage during the debate. That wasn't some one-time issue. So he's saying it, and then you have now Nancy Pelosi somehow claiming that Joe Biden has not dug his heels in, has not said in a two-page letter that I'm not going anywhere, that I'm your nominee, saying she's just going to wait. We're going to wait and see what he has to say. Let's play that again. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
As long as the president has, it's up to the president to decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short. I think overwhelming support of the caucus. It's not for me to say. I'm not the head of the caucus anymore. But he's beloved. He is respected, and people want him to make that decision, not me.
He has said he has made the decision. He has said firmly this week he is going to run. Do you want him to run?
I want him to do whatever he decides to do, and that's the way it is. Whatever he decides, we go with.
Whatever he decides, we go with. Well, he's decided. He's been definitive. He's made statements. Let's take a call. I want to go to Jerry, who's calling in Pennsylvania. Jerry's got a different point of view. You're on the air listening on SiriusXM.
Yes, good to talk to you. You know, I've heard in the past they call the Democratic Party the evil party and the Republican Party the stupid party. And I like Johnson. I like a lot of the Republican senators and congressmen. But they're trying to get the 25th Amendment assigned to Biden. And you know something? That's stupid. I don't believe Trump can beat anybody but Biden. So when you guys talk about removing Biden from the re-election chances, you know, his nomination, I think you're really hurting Trump. I don't care what Trump says or anybody else. I really don't believe that Trump is capable of beating anybody but Biden, even Harris.
Jerry, I think, look, I don't necessarily disagree with you, by the way. I don't know about anybody. I think that's kind of a bit much. But I do think they're seeing the writing on the wall. And Republicans are, I think there are some of them that need to probably be having that conversation, which is who you'd rather run against. Personally, if I am President Trump, oh yeah, I'd much rather be running against Joe Biden than practically anyone. I said on this broadcast, you put anyone under the age of 65 in that slot right now, you're going to have a fight. You're going to have a real fight. Now, yeah, even if it's Harris. Look, I don't think that Harris really, I think she could have, it's going to always be a little close. It's going to be within a few percentage points. Either way. Right now, it may be a landslide. I think they're saying, internals that are saying, this is going to be an electoral landslide for President Trump. So you are right. They're pushing him out. Democrats are pushing out. Republicans need to be aware that they are pushing out potentially the easiest path to victory. However, Republicans, and I can say this at least somewhat, seem to always sometimes, let's say more, put the country first and understand that if this guy isn't doesn't have the ability to run the country, it is not safe. It is not safe for the country to only have two options, and for one of those options that is going to pull at least 45% of the vote, let's say on a bad day, only pulls 45% or pulls 45% of the vote, that would be a landslide loss, is not fit to be serving. We also can't have that as well. I think it's very curious. I think it's going to be an interesting time. We're going to have Rick Grinnell joining us in the next segment. He's going to talk a little bit more about that as well, as we have some updates, I believe, in the war in Ukraine.
As well as NATO. The President Biden has this big high-stakes NATO summit.
Yeah, right now.
That is happening as we speak. It's once more a time where he needs to show up to try to alleviate the tension he has within his base. We'll get Rick Grinnell's take on it.
Yep, NATO's, they're all lining up right now. Looks like the Hall of Presidents. It's kind of a creepy dystopian, but it is what it is. Give us a call also. After Rick, we're going to take all the calls. So if you're on hold right now, we will do our best to get to you today on today's broadcast. So do that as well as, of course, I'm going to keep telling you because it's the month of July. Support the work of the ACLJ during the Life and Liberty Drive. Scan that QR code. We'll be back in just a moment with Rick Grinnell.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Secular. Rick Rennell is joining us via phone. I believe we have him. Make sure we had him before we pitch. Right now, Rick, it's going to be a busy week for Republicans, obviously heading into next week's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. It's going to be a crazy time. But I wanted to right now pivot and get your thoughts on President Biden currently meeting, doing the big NATO meeting right now. What are the stakes for Biden in this? When you've been in those rooms, you've been in those situations. Obviously, it's a contentious time. We have the morning where Nancy Pelosi somehow pretends that Joe Biden hasn't dug his heels in and says, well, we're just waiting for him to make his decision. You have George Clooney writing large articles, op-eds saying it is time for him to be done. 3 weeks ago, I was with him and he was a mess. What are the stakes for Joe Biden at NATO today?
Yeah, look, the NATO meeting is incredibly important because we're looking to hire the next NATO Secretary General. This is a very important job, and it's no secret that President Trump has wanted to change NATO, make it better, and that means having every country be capable of participating fully, paying their 2% of their GDP budget by investing in their own capabilities in case there's a war. And the problem that Joe Biden has is that he just doesn't look strong. He doesn't act strong. And our allies know this. I was just in Washington, D.C., and met with several delegations, NATO delegations. And the conversations are scary because they see what's happening with Joe Biden. As much as we see it, as much as George Clooney sees it, as much as the New York Times sees it, make no mistake that our enemies and others and allies all see this. And now is not the time to have Joe Biden trying to lead the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the most successful defense organization entity in the world ever. And the whole concept of NATO is peace through strength. And what that means is that we don't go to war. We don't have military combat because we're strong enough and capable enough to send a strong message that says, don't mess with us. And people believe it. That's why they call it a credible threat of military action. We don't just call it a threat of military action. It's got to be credible. Joe Biden is not credible.
Rick, one of the biggest issues from now until the election is what you've already mentioned, how we look on the world stage. As many countries watch what's going on with our election season, they're always trying to forecast who they're going to have to deal with for the next 4 years. And our adversaries also see it as a time of opportunity. Do you think that the imagery and the debate performance and the way that President Biden looks at this NATO summit sets up for a very strategic opportunity for our adversaries and a very dangerous time for us national security-wise in these next few months?
There's no question about it. I'm very concerned about it. We look weak. And the message that we're sending to people who want to take advantage of us is not good right now. I'm very concerned about the message that the United States is sending. First of all, we've got an open border. We know we have ISIS members coming through. We know we have people on the terror watch list coming through. This is a very scary time for the United States. People who want to do us harm are going to take advantage of us. And we just got to get through this into the election. I believe Donald Trump is going to win big. I believe people understand, countries understand that he is a very unpredictable, credible threat. And we need Donald Trump at the helm during this scary time. We got to fix our border. We got to fix the economy. But more importantly, we need to be able to show strength in a time where people want to do the United States harm.
Yeah, I think Democrats are feeling that way, too. It's not like you're seeing it. It is a wild. I've never seen anything like this, Rick, where you have a president or really any elected official, maybe other than like very specific instances, saying, oh, I'm not going anywhere. I was elected. I won the election last time, and I won the primary by a landslide. You are undoing democracy by getting rid of me. And still, they're not taking that as an answer. And there is an odd situation where we all have, which I think there is a big chunk of this country, and I'm sure they're seeing it, saying Joe Biden can't be who we put in this situation. He is not up for this right now. In the other instance, you have a situation where you're the Trump campaign, and you're like, well, Joe Biden is probably going to be the easiest person right now to beat. If the election was held today, I believe none of this is happening if their internal polling isn't showing just a landslide victory for Donald Trump. And again, I'm not usually the person that would say that, but as of right now, there's no reason to have Nancy Pelosi, and then again on the other side of Hollywood side, a George Clooney today, weeks after, a week plus after the debate, 3 weeks since that event we were told was a cheap fake, and now you have George Clooney specifically saying, no, it's not a cheap fake. The guy you saw in the debate, they could say whatever they want. They could say that was a one-night situation. But what that should do, as much as it has become a punchline, and you have Jimmy Fallon dressing up like Biden, making it funny, it should honestly make us all nervous that this is the one of two options right now coming up in this election.
Well, first of all, you can't talk about this subject without naming the media. The media knew that Joe Biden was bad and they didn't care. We had the Democratic primary. We had a Democratic process on the Democrat side. They went state by state and the people voted for Joe Biden. You cannot undo that if you're trying to claim that you're for democracy. The media now are acting suddenly like, they didn't know. They knew. And I think the story is really about the credibility of journalism in America. They tried to put one over on America, on Americans. They got caught because Joe Biden showed up live at a debate and collapsed, basically. And so now we see the truth and they can't hide it anymore. But make no mistake, the media for years have been lying to us, and Washington, D.C. thinks it can get away with it. There's only one answer. This November, you have to throw all of them out. You have to reject the media. You have to reject what the Democrats have been telling us. And we must put in the outsider, the guy they don't want to come to Washington because he keeps reforming the place, and that's Donald Trump.
Rick, and that whole point about Washington being Washington and the way that they operate, The problem here is that they got caught, because the way that the swamp wants to operate, the bureaucracy, all of the political appointees, is that at the end of the day, they don't care who the president is because they have so much unfortunate power. Now, we've seen like the Chevron ruling hopefully pull some of that back out of the Supreme Court this term. But at the end of the day, they were completely fine covering up for President Biden for the last 3 years when we have all been pointing to what we've seen. And they're like, no, don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Everything's operating, because they are getting their agenda across. Now that the veil has been pulled back and the 51 million watch a debate and say, wait a second, this isn't what we have been told. Now they're freaking out because they can't continue to operate with their figurehead there and continue to use their bureaucratic power to do whatever they want.
Yeah, there's no question. This is about the power in Washington, D.C. The people who have power are the bureaucrats and the media. And they have been exposed. They've been putting one over on the American people, doing their own thing, not listening to the American people, not listening to the taxpayer, but they've been caught. And so in order to fix this, we've got to send the most powerful message. And that means Donald Trump has got to go back. They don't want him coming back because he keeps challenging them. But that is the only way to fix this problem. Otherwise, they're going to put one over on the American people again. They're going to find a new issue. They're going to, you know, they all work together on COVID to shut down our country. We need people who are pushing back on the narrative from Washington, D.C. It is too much, and it's too much lies.
Thanks, Rick, for joining us. I really appreciate it. I want to encourage everyone. We can't have amazing voices like Rick Rennell this broadcast without your support. And as we head into this last segment, what's also great is we can't have great voices like yours. And in the last segment of the broadcast each day, I like to hear from as many of you as possible. We got two lines open right now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching on YouTube or Rumble, you can call in. The number's right there. I'd love to hear from you. Tell our phone screener that you're watching on whatever platform it is. And always make sure to tell them if you're an ACLJ champion. That is someone who supports the work of the ACLJ on a monthly recurring basis, kind of to give preferential treatment to those that create our baseline. For those that create... You know, without them, there is no broadcast. Without them, there is no incredible legal work that's going on. Without them, there's no us. You are ACLJ champions. You're a supporter. I'm an ACLJ champion. I can say that as well. I'm a monthly recurring donor to the ACLJ. I got a thank you email from myself. So you know what? That's how it works. Thank you for being a part of it. 1-800-684-3110. Again, support the work of the ACLJ. Do it right now. Keep us in the fight. Our champions are so important. The fight that we are engaged in, these fights often take months, sometimes years. We can't do it without you. Donate today at ACLJ.org. Keep us in the fight. Two lines open. 1-800-684-3110. We'll hear from you coming up next.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Sekulow. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
All right, it's time to hear from you, the loyal Seculo listeners, those who watch us on YouTube, on Rumble, on SiriusXM, listen on the radio, on the ACLJ app. So many options that if you don't get us and you're not listening in real time, you really always should be. Let's go ahead. We do have two lines open, though, so you can still get in line. 1-800-684-3110. Heather's calling from New Mexico, watching on the ACLJ app. Welcome, Heather.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for all your hard work. A couple of weeks ago, or maybe last week, the feel that I heard from you guys was, it's great because Joe Biden's going to stay. That means a victory for Trump. We're going to be good. And so now that even the Democrats are talking about no longer having Joe Biden, it can make me a little bit nervous. And then I just heard that previous caller talk about the fact that he felt like Trump couldn't beat anyone else. And so I wanted to hear your thoughts on who they might choose, and should we be concerned, or are we still in a fairly good position?
If you're a Trump supporter, I'm not going to assume everyone who is listening is, but if you're a Trump supporter, I think for the good of the country, you may not want Joe Biden to be the nominee, but if you think you got a landslide victory, you do, because he is going to be the easiest one to take out. I truly believe you bring a breath of fresh air into this race, someone that isn't Donald Trump or Joe Biden, you have a fight. And I mean someone who's intelligent, can speak well, and is under the age of 65. Those are my three requirements. Anybody else, you're going to have a close call. If it is somebody like a Michelle Obama, which has been, what I know, one of the callers coming in, and we'll take that call coming up here in a second. If it's someone like that, which is easier said than done, it's not like they can just flip the switch, which is why Nancy Pelosi is saying, you got to make this decision soon, Joe, even though he's made this decision. You may have a very different election on your hands if you have someone who is as popular as that.
What's really unique to me right now, Heather, as someone who has followed politics my entire life, has worked in this my entire career, is that what you're seeing right now, what is so fascinating to watch, is that we're a few months away from the election. And Joe Biden isn't campaigning to the American people anymore. He's having to campaign to elected Democrats and Democratic donors to remain as the nominee. So it's fascinating to watch from that angle, is that I think he's dug his heels in. It's probably still a coin toss whether or not he makes it. But I think he is determined to do everything he can to stay in. And by doing that, he's having to spend time, effort, and resources on, one, being president of the United States, and two, campaigning to the people that should be supporting him no matter what.
Yeah, they feel like they've been betrayed.
Right, instead of winning voters. So,
and I think we should
love to watch it play out. I want this chaos to continue because it's a fun, fascinating thing to watch. Not necessarily great for the country,
but
it is fascinating to see play out.
Let's take a listen and watch to this, and I'll clear it up. This is George Stephanopoulos. They thought was going to be the easy one for him to do, that sort of softball interview that was going to make everyone feel better, and did it. Of course not. It made me feel a little bit better, maybe, if you were a Biden supporter, but it didn't feel that way. But he was caught on the streets by a TMZ reporter, and you got to give it to TMZ. They kind of secretly, quietly, just casually stopped him, George Stephanopoulos, yesterday, and were just like, hey, you'll see it, and I'll have to read you what he said. Here's what he said. If you're watching, you'll be able to understand it clear, and if not, I'll give it to you at the end.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What do you think? Do you think Biden should step down?
You talk to him more than anybody else have lately. And you could be honest. You don't think he can serve 4 more years? All right. That's an answer.
He just goes back to his walk, thought he was stopped by just a casual passerby who asked him, I don't think he can serve 4 more years. This is essentially what George Clooney said in that statement as well, which is, we've been with him. This is not a one-night-only problem. So that is coming from George Stephanopoulos. ABC News then had to make a statement saying that is not our views. He said he shouldn't have responded to somebody, but they stopped him on the street. you know, kind of casual.
Was honest.
Yeah.
And remember, George Stephanopoulos is a Clinton operative turned journalist of now
he's
working for NBC News.
He has been doing the journalism side of this
right,
for
but I'm saying you can't
years.
Forget where his loyalty began, where his career started. Yeah. He was a Clinton operative.
War room.
And that was the chosen high-profile moment for Biden was, let's go with George. It's safe. It'll be high-profile on ABC News. This can help redeem it. And what do? You spend some time with him, and he ends up telling someone, a random person on the street who happened to be a TMZ journalist, saying, I don't think he can make it another 4 years.
All right, let's continue on with the calls. Let's go to Richard, who's calling in South Carolina. I'm watching on, listen on SiriusXM. Richard, you're on the air.
Well, thank you. Thank you. My question is, the people that have, the whole way the Democrats are running this campaign, where he's really not out campaigning, I think what they're going to do is go to the convention and parachute in Michelle Obama on the scene, either as to replace him as presidential candidate or maybe as the VP candidate. I wanted to know if legally can they bring in a Michelle Obama, which would draw a huge, huge vote.
Yeah, Richard, and you're talking about one where I could at least predict that there could be a landslide victory, as much as you guys don't want to hear it. Michelle Obama or someone of that popularity, it's going to be tough. Now, I don't know if she's going to do it. Now, you're saying, is it legal? I think that the problem is with the Democratic Party, I don't know if it matters.
Right.
They'll make it work.
The Democrat Party, their nominating process, they do have superdelegates, which do help pad their choice and selection, because the Democrat Party, and that was something that was criticized, actually, with Hillary Clinton back the way that the superdelegates were so heavily involved. They did make some changes. It wouldn't be straightforward. It would be a big fight on the floor. But there are always ways that a party can try to change things up if they really, really, really want to.
All right, let's keep going. Todd in Georgia, you're on the air, on the radio.
Yes, thanks. My question, the 25th Amendment, the Democrats use that as a smear against President Trump. And I think it's poetic justice that is slapping them back in the face right now. I don't think that they're...
I am only breaking into you because your connection is rough and I can't hear you, but you said you think the 25th Amendment is poetic justice. I feel the same way. It is pretty hilarious that this is now
this
a talking
actually,
point. All of it. Yeah.
Even the way of saying, he'll make the right decision, and the, wait a second, that's the real person. The person that you saw at the debate is who I know.
Yeah, and speaking of that,
Linda
in Virginia, you got about 30 seconds and we're going to have to go. Thanks for staying on hold, though. I'm sorry we have to cut you short, but Linda, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can't. Go ahead. Run out of time.
Okay, Michelle Obama would be the ideal choice, and I think because the donors want to win, and that's why they give the money, I think they'll find a mechanism.
I think you're probably right.
Quick thing for Linda, one of the biggest hurdles they have is if it is not Biden and Harris, or Harris at the top
funding
of the ticket,
changes.
There's a way that they wouldn't get all of the fundraising that they've already had. I mean, there's over $250 million cash on hand, I believe, that the Biden campaign has. And then you're talking about a really short runway, August to November, to get funds to actually compete. Now,
I don't know if you need it, though. Honestly, look at the way President Trump did it, where he self-funded a lot of it. You have the Obamas. They can do that as well. They have a whole mechanism of people who can do that as well. That is such a high-profile person on that ticket. As long as the ballot name can change, I think you've got a totally different situation. That's going to do it for broadcast today. Support the work of the ACLJ. Life and Liberty Drive's happening right now. My brother will be live next week on this broadcast, maybe from somewhere, some stuff that's happening next week. So stay tuned for that. You're going to want to make sure you are subscribed, you're liking, you're following, you're doing all that, because we have some top-notch programming coming up later this show, and of course, into next week. Right now, though, the Life and Liberty Drive is happening. It's a match. Be a part of it right now. Your donations are doubled. ACLJ.org/Life and Liberty. I'm seeing all you clowns. Sorry I didn't call for it, but I'm glad you're doing it either way. Scan that QR code. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken, and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and Liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.